Jeremiah chapter 14, sixth sermon, message of dearth. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 1 through chapter 15, verse 21. This sermon is a dialogue between God and Jeremiah. Jeremiah 14, verses 1 through 3. There was no rain in Judah. The nobles of Judah have sent their little ones to get water because of the great dearth, but they found no water. Jeremiah 14, verses 4 through 6. The ground and the creatures were suffering. Jeremiah 14, verse 7. Jeremiah prayed and identified himself with the wicked as Daniel did. Jeremiah 14, verse 8. God is the hope of Israel, the Savior. Jeremiah 14, 9. Why should he act as a stranger in the land? My, Jeremiah could pray. What a faith-inspiring prayer. Israel was called by the name of the Lord. What does it amount to if we are called Christians and do not live up to it? Jeremiah 14, verse 10. God's answer is, thus have they, Israel, loved to wander. How important to be steadfast and not to belong to the wandering class. Jeremiah 14, verses 11 through 12. God told Jeremiah not to pray for this people because of their wickedness. He will not accept them. Chastisement has to come. We must learn to understand and to know God's will and pray accordingly. Jeremiah 14, verses 13 through 15. The false teachers who promise peace are to blame. They prophesy lies in God's name. God did not send them. Even today, people are listening to these lying prophets. They wrest the scriptures to their own destruction. But this does not excuse the people. Professed church members do not read the Bible. Jeremiah 14, verse 16. Instead of peace, famine and the sword will come. Jeremiah 14, verse 17. Jeremiah is a weeping prophet. His eyes run down with tears night and day. Jeremiah 14, verse 19. There is no healing and no peace. Does it not also apply for today? Jeremiah 14, verse 20. Judgment brings acknowledgement of their wickedness. We have sinned. Jeremiah chapter 15. The sixth sermon is concluded. Jeremiah 15, verses 1 and 2. Chastisement is certain. Even the prayers of Moses and Samuel, both real intercessors, could not turn God from his purpose. God knows the wherefores and the therefores. A fourfold chastisement is decreed. 1. Such as are for death, to death. 2. Such as are for the sword, to the sword. 3. Such as are for the famine, to the famine. And 4. Such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. Jeremiah 15, verse 3. God appointed four kinds of judgments, sword, dogs, fowls, and beasts. Compare Jeremiah 15, verses 2 and 3 with Revelation 6, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 4. The captivity was the result of the wickedness of Judah's king Manasseh. How far-reaching is a leader's life for good or for bad, for blessing or for a curse? Jeremiah 15, verse 6. Thou hast forsaken me, thou art gone backward, was said to Jerusalem. How terrible to go backward. Backward means downward. Jeremiah 15, verses 8 through 9. Therefore they are overcome with sorrow. Jeremiah 15, verse 10. Woe is me, cried Jeremiah. He was a man of suffering. Though he could speak of his overcoming conduct, he did not boast, but simply told the truth. Jeremiah 15, verse 11. God comforted him, saying, it shall be well with thy remnant. Authorized Version. The word remnant is not mentioned in other translations. Luther says, et lici means a few. Jeremiah was a type of the remnant. So to speak, God said, never mind, Jeremiah, it shall be well with thee. When Nebuchadnezzar took Judah captive, he treated Jeremiah with the greatest respect. He was allowed to choose his own place. Jeremiah 15, verse 15. A prayer of revenge. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. Eating the word makes us spiritually fat. It was found. It looks sometimes as though we find it accidentally. Does the word make you rejoice? It makes me rejoice. It makes us laugh when we do not feel like it. For I am called by thy name. When we begin to eat the word, then we begin to be called by the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 15, verse 17. Jeremiah sat alone. God separated him unto himself. Jeremiah 15, verse 18. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable? His suffering was so intense that his wound seemed incurable. God's word is wonderful, but it has to be worked out in us, and that brings suffering. Jeremiah 15, verse 19. If thou return, then will I bring thee again. Jeremiah had a little down-sitting. He had to separate the error from the truth, the precious from the vile. If he did this, then thou shalt be as my mouth. Jeremiah 15, verses 20 and 21. Jeremiah was likened to a brazen wall. The people fought against him, but they could not prevail because the Lord was with him. Very few prophets saw their prophecies fulfilled in their lifetime, but Jeremiah did. This was only a small fulfillment, but it will have a larger one in the end time. Jeremiah 16, the unmarried prophet. Jeremiah 16, verses 1 and 2. In our lesson is much prophecy. Now Jeremiah is a sign. God pleads with his people, but if they reject and depart from him, there comes a time when he does not plead any more. God told him, "Thou shalt not take thee a wife." Jeremiah was forbidden to marry in that time of declension. It speaks especially of the end time, the great tribulation, when it will be better to be unmarried. Jesus and Paul agree in that matter also. Jeremiah 16, verses 3 and 4. Why? Mothers and children shall be as dung in those days of war. Jeremiah 16, verses 5 through 8. Jeremiah could not go to the house of mourning, neither to the house of feasting. The Jews were mourning very deeply over their departed loved ones. He was not even allowed to offer consolation. In judgment, God wants us to take sides with him. I am on the Lord's side. I hope we all are. He says, "For I have taken away my peace, even loving kindness and mercies." There is coming a time when no one can intercede for mercy. Christ, with the breasts girded up, or mercy restrained, speaks of this time too. The great and the small shall die without a burial. The time will be too serious for feasting. Jeremiah 16, verse 10. Israel asked, "Wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us?" Jeremiah 16, 11. God's answer was, "Because your fathers have forsaken me." So it is with Christendom today. They have many religions but are departing from God. They think that they have always been good because they have joined some church. Jeremiah 16, verse 12. Israel walked after the imagination of his evil heart. Jeremiah 16, verse 13. Therefore will I cast you out of this land. They were taken captive to Babylon. This captivity in Babylon is only a hint of a larger captivity among the nations during this age. God and Jeremiah loved the people, but God had to uphold his righteous government and send judgment. That man who shuts the door in the face of Christ, to him God will shut his door in his face. God speaks to them about their captivity, and right away he tells them also of their restoration. Jeremiah 16, verses 15 through 16. Even as God allowed them to be taken captive, he will also bring them back from all the countries. He will send for many fishers to fish the struggling Jews from everywhere, and he will send for many hunters, enemies, compare Hitler, etc., to search for them where they are hidden away, who run to escape from the terrible time of tribulation. Jeremiah 16, verse 17. Never failing love. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. God knows the worst about us and yet loves us. Therefore God does not expect anything from us except that which he works in us. Jeremiah 16, verse 18. The Lord recompensed the sin of Israel double. Jeremiah 16, 19. But the remnant will say to God, "O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction." The Gentiles will come from the ends of the earth to worship God. Jeremiah chapter 17. Man's insincerity and God's sincerity and the Sabbath question. Jeremiah 17 verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. Pen of iron, writing on vitreous substances. Vitreous means glassy, jelly-like, like an eyeball. Judah was a sample people. This shows that all sinful men are written with the point of a diamond in their innermost being. The sin was also engraven upon the horns of the altar. Where the blood of the sin offering should have been applied, there was sin. They were unable to help themselves. Jeremiah 17 verse 4. Their sins have not been cleansed by the blood, therefore they discontinued their inheritance. Jeremiah 17 verses 5 through 9. We find two kinds of trust. God's curse rests upon those that trust in the arm of flesh, but his blessings are upon those who trust him absolutely. The one trusting in man is like a heath in a desert. In another translation, the word heath reads a shrub, a lonely tree. The one trusting God is not like a tiny lonely shrub, but as a green fruit-bearing tree by the water. Israel is trusting in the arm of the flesh again and will make a covenant with the nations. There will be a time of apparent peace and prosperity, but it will be of man and not of God, and only of short duration. Instead of the Lord, they will see the League of Nations as their helper. The human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17 verse 10. The Lord searches the heart and tries the reins. The description of reins is, first, kidney. Reins is translated by Elberfelder and Miniature Bibles as kidney also. Secondly, it's translated the lower part of the back, being ribs and hip bone. And thirdly, the inward impulse, the affections, passions, so-called because formerly supposed to have their seat in that part of the body. Webster. Jeremiah 17 verses 13 through 17. But there will be a believing remnant whose faith will be in the God of their fathers, whose hope the Lord is. Is the Lord your hope? Hak Tibah, the hope, is the national hymn of the Israelis. Jeremiah 17 verse 13. The sentence of death was pronounced upon the human race. We read, they that depart from me shall be written in the earth. Jesus also wrote upon the ground in connection with the adulteress, they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Jeremiah 17 verse 14. Having the sentence of death, and some acknowledging their great need, they are crying out, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Jeremiah 17 verse 15. Also notice here that there are always two classes of people, the believers and the unbelievers. Jeremiah represents the true remnant at that time and in the future. The unbelieving class asks mockingly, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Jeremiah 17 verse 16. Jeremiah speaks to God that he did not desire his office as a pastor, but God made him go this way. Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 19 through 27. This was a message concerning the Sabbath. Jeremiah was commanded to preach to the kings at the gate of Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 21 and 22. Bear no burden on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath speaks of rest and the ceasing from works. It was a memorial. The breaking of it was in evidence, as the remainder of this 17th chapter shows, also the prophesied judgment.